Cross 2nd Street and walk through the split rail fence and onto the gravel path. Stop in the parking lot between the two brick buildings.
On this site stood the house of Chester Ashley, the foundations of which were uncovered during preparations for the parking lot. The east foundation is marked in brick on the west side of the parking lot, with a portion of the basement wall exposed in the exterior stairwell. Chester Ashley was one of the founders of Little Rock, later a U.S. Senator from Arkansas, who urged annexation of the Republic of Texas. His grand house was appropriated by General Steele during the Confederate occupation of the town. Progressive and paternalistic as were many other slaveholders, in 1854 he donated land to a group of black Methodists to build a church at 8th and Broadway. He also provided in the early 1860s a block of property at 10th and Broadway for a former slave and his family. William Wallace Andrews had served as the Ashley family's butler, a position of responsibility that commanded respect among both black and white residents of Little Rock. Other former slaves built homes west of Broadway between 9th and 10th, providing impetus for the creation of a predominantly black section at the southwestern edge of Little Rock. Andrew's daughter Charlotte Stevens became Little Rock's first black public school teacher, honored with a school named after her. Another future leader from this community was John E. Bush, who guided the Republican Party in Arkansas. Bush also co-founded the Mosaic Tempers of America, a black fraternal insurance organization described as large and more influential in the early 20th century than the NAACP. The creation of Interstate 630 destroyed much of the vibrant black business and entertainment district. Today, the Mosaic Tempers Museum occupies the site of the thriving black insurance company and social venue. For more information about black history in Arkansas, visit the Mosaic Tempers Museum, which will open in the fall of 2008, and the Central High School National Historic Site Visitor Center.